Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers. In today's episode, we are excited to celebrate Human Rights Day with you, focusing on the theme for 2024, Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now.
It feels so very timely, and it also feels very loaded to me, because culture, everything is changing so quickly. These important tenets of human rights, are they front of mind, everyone? Because they need to be front of mind.
I love that you said it's timely. I wrote down that this year's theme emphasizes the importance of advocating for our rights and recognizing their critical role in shaping a better future for everyone. You and I are just coming off of a strategic planning. We were talking about generations and legacy and it being for everyone.
It's so true. The topics that we discuss and personal development and authentic path is for everyone.
Yeah.
Needs and should be and is for everyone. And so you're right, that does tie in nicely to human rights as well. Because it's one of the human rights, in my opinion.
It's one of the rights.
Yeah.
Throughout this episode, we'll dive into conversations about human rights, our challenges, and perhaps share an inspiring story or two about justice and equality. Mm. All right. So from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
It's a document?
It's a document. On their page, it says, human rights play a critical role as a preventive, protective, and transformative force in addressing people's greatest concerns.
And this is established through the United Nations?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That makes sense.
So, by defending human rights, we can prevent harm before it happens. Human rights are the common thread that binds us all together to foster peace and stability.
Right, and we already know that human rights are not across the board, a level playing field, right? Mm-mm. It's within our own borders.
Within your immediate community,
yes.
Even. By protecting human rights, we protect our future. Human rights are not abstract ideas. They offer protection, ensuring everyone everywhere can live in dignity and respect. Yes, please.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Also, how do we hold these tenets, these declarations of rights accountable? That is my question.
And by advancing human rights, we create a fairer world. Upholding human rights isn't only about addressing present injustices. It's about reshaping unjust societies and empowering marginalized groups.
Reshaping and empowering. The reshaping. It's a huge undertaking.
If not one of the biggest.
I mean, you're right. Any kind of systemic change is...
Okay, so a little bit about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The UDHR is perhaps one of the most pivotal documents in the history of human rights. Adopted by the United Nations General Assembly on December 10th, 1948, this declaration serves as a historical milestone and a living testament to our collective commitment to safeguarding the dignity and rights of all individuals.
This document and these human rights were collated in 1948?
1948.
Interesting.
After World War II.
Right, World War II, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, since that was a travesty within the borders
goodness.
As well.
It's over 70 years old, this UDHR. I wanted to chit-chat a little bit about the key components, the
Please do. And
scope. The UDHR aims to promote and protect the fundamental rights and freedoms of all individuals, regardless of nationality, ethnicity, gender, or religion. It emphasizes the inherent dignity of every human being.
And every nation at the United Nations has a copy of this. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Just making sure everybody on board. And the declaration comprises 30 articles outlining various rights and freedoms. Karen and I reviewed them a little bit before this episode. And we're like, these are yes to all of these. As human beings, we should have certain civil and political rights. The right to life, the right to security, freedom of movement,
our own property, all of these things feel obvious to me as I'm reading them. And yet we needed to actually have a document.
That's how we do. Oh, my goodness. The adoption of the UDHR marked a significant milestone in the global human rights movement, influencing numerous international treaties, national constitutions, and laws. It has inspired human rights advocacy and activism worldwide.
Great.
I must admit, like before, you know, we laid out the plan for this episode, I didn't have that much knowledge about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights or Human Rights Day. I understand human rights fundamentally. Mm-hmm. When I look at the articles, I'm like, ain't this just part of being a decent human being?
That's how I feel about it. I'm like, this is so obvious. And also, I knew zero about it.
Yeah.
So
about this particular, this pivotal piece of
I had no idea it existed.
Mm-hmm.
And also, is everyone reading it? That's just the question that keeps coming up for me. Like, do they all have a copy?
Do we have a copy? We are drawn to the cartoon illustrations.
I love it so much. Y'all should just check it out. They have the best illustration.
The cartoons are amazing.
That's so cool.
Isn't it? Like, I want to use all... Can we do 30 Days of Human Rights? Maybe that's... 30 Days of Human Rights. That's what we need to do.
Oh, yeah. One each day, right?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Beautiful. I love it.
Despite the progress made since the adoption of the UDHR, the reality of human rights violations persists across the globe.
Yes.
One of those challenges is refugee and migrant rights. Millions of people around the world are displaced due to conflict, persecution, and climate change. Many face human rights violations during their journey, including lack of access to asylum, inadequate living conditions, and discrimination in host countries.
Right. That's my point, too, about everybody knowing and signing off on this document. If there's people that need to come into your land for a crisis like that, if they're a refugee that has nothing but the clothes on their back, can you reread this document and also take care of them?
Yeah.
Please?
Please.
Thank you.
Refugee and migrant rights, especially here, is such a hot topic because it's a buzzword. Like, they're sending over the worst of the worst. Really? First of all, they probably already here in forms of people that already lived here.
I'm pretty sure we got some goodens.
And second of all, like, no one is willing to literally risk life and limb to come be a criminal.
Right. They're trying to create a better life for themselves and their families.
Period.
Right.
The same
Can we start
thing
there?
Right.
The same thing that your great-great-grandparents wanted, or even farther back, that's what they want also.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to remember that.
Interesting that as we are saying what is on our hearts and in our minds, is another challenge is the freedom of expression. In many parts of the world, people face repression for exercising their right to free speech. This includes censorship, harassment, imprisonment, and violence against journalists, activists, and ordinary citizens who speak out against their governments. We might see a lot more of that here come up shortly.
We might indeed.
And just because we have freedom of expression does not mean you have to agree with what someone else has said. What? It's not what that means.
No, it's not freedom of agreement. It's freedom of expression.
Yes.
That's the beautiful thing about having diversity. I can feel some way about something. You can feel differently. And we can look at each other and be like, wow, really interesting. I don't agree with you at all. And yet
and
I still can appreciate your point of view. And also, I still like you as a human being.
Hold space for your differing opinion.
We can live with duality.
Yeah. And then another challenge is racial and ethnic discrimination. Systemic racism and discrimination continue to be significant issues globally. Karen is breathing real hard right now.
She's trying to get it together.
Marginalized groups often experience disparities in access to education, healthcare, and employment, as well as violence and unlawful killings, prompting movements advocating for racial justice and equality.
I got nothing because I just need a moment.
Mm-hmm. The weight of all the three of these challenges hits differently now.
Mm.
And I didn't realize it when I was doing the clickety-clack, just pulling it down and, you know, oh, well, that one's good. Yeah, this is a challenge. I didn't think of the very immediate threat to all of these.
Yeah.
In the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah, to human rights, period. And then, I mean, forget about dialing it down into gender issues and religions and border patrol and all of the things. I mean, we still suck at so much of it, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like now it's going to be exponentially intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What yeah. you got next?
Because she's like, we're going to leave like, those challenges right there.
Just for right this second.
Yeah. Even with these very daunting challenges and threats, we firmly believe that there is still the potential for change. We as individuals can make a difference within our communities. We can advocate for human rights, foster understanding, and work towards a more just, equitable society by taking proactive steps. This is what you and I were talking about, the activation piece. We can take our time to reflect and use that as
fuel for activation.
Let me start with me.
Right. Let me look inside myself and then let me look in my community and how can I further the conversation for equity and human rights. I think if we look at the big picture, it's too big. Breaking it down to a personal reflection, what can I do now? How can I move forward? What's the plan? What's the outreach? What's the goal? How can I begin to shift the system in my small corner of the world?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I believe it starts with conversations, connecting with people who are not exactly like you, finding safe spaces where people are gathering in diversity to have the conversations and to begin to heal something, do something.
And I think that's where it starts. Everything that we talk about, you may hear Karen or I say it starts with us. So it has to start with you first. That looks like educating yourself. Just in this episode going into, there's a Universal Declaration of Human Rights, all of this, but even more education that you have personally, you can share with other people. You learn about human rights issues locally and globally. You share that knowledge with your friends. By doing that, we raise awareness and create those informed conversations.
We say all the time, awareness is key. Awareness is the first step, right? To be able to have the conversations. Be aware that there are disparities, that there are injustices, that there are different sets of rules for different groups of people. Mm-hmm. Be aware, have conversations, educate yourself. Love all of those points.
One thing individually that we can do, we aren't nations, so we're not signing, but we can take the Human Rights Pledge. I think this is on their UDHR website. It has three simple but very impactful statements.
I cannot wait.
I will respect your rights regardless of who you are. I will uphold your rights even when I disagree with you. When anyone's human rights are denied, everyone's rights are undermined, so I will stand up. I will raise my voice. I will take action. I will use my rights to stand up for your rights.
Get up, stand up. Right. Stand up for your rights. Love those very much.
I think
I'm just
going to
print it and put it on my wall and say it every day.
The second one really is like, when anyone's human rights are denied, everyone's rights are undermined.
Yes.
So I will stand up.
Yes. I think often as human beings, we get comfortable with letting the other person handle it. So-and-so always stands up. Mm-hmm. So let's look around and let's just all be standing up.
Let's all stand up. Okay. I kind of tiptoe towards a song, but I don't know if that's the song we want to use for this episode. Before we move to today's song, is there something in the challenges, steps, or pledge that you wanted to reflect on?
I want to hear the first part of the pledge again.
I will respect your rights regardless of who you are. I will uphold your rights even when I disagree with you.
I will respect your rights regardless of who you are. I will uphold your rights even when I disagree with you.
There's the mutual respect.
Yeah, it's mutual respect, the allowing for freedom of expression and not having to have everyone agree with you or you with them. There's conversation happening inherently in there. I just love that so much. I will respect your human rights no matter who you are. First of all, how can we even begin to disrespect or judge? We don't actually know someone. We don't actually know who they are.
Yeah.
We have, that is not even in our, it's not even in our universe. Like, that's not, it's just not our job. It's not our right
to tell someone,
to
who,
tell
they
someone
are.
Who they are and how they should do things. Ooh. And how you think they should be. That is just so
Karen and I
profound.
Are such rebels, because if someone's like, well, you should do it this way, this is the way that it's always been done. Well, that's cool. The history.
I know you do it at work and at home. Like, you do it with everything, actually.
Because everyone is doing it this way or has done it this way doesn't mean we have to keep doing it that way.
Right. That openness to say, I acknowledge that you are different from me and we all deserve
rights.
The same human rights, mm-hmm. regardless of country, regardless of ethnicity, gender, sexual preference, spiritual beliefs. We all deserve the same rights. It's 2024.
Basically 2025.
Basically 2025. Can we just get it together? That's really, that's my wish. I feel like that sounds so wishful and hopeful. If explorers are listening to this, they're a certain type of propensity to openness and conversation and healing. And also, I don't know, just sharing this with other people. Mm-hmm. Education, awareness, conversation.
That's it.
Have all of that ready to go. I feel better now.
I mean,
thank
as you.
You
were talking, each of the songs was like, oh, well, this song fits. But I think where you landed is, can we all just get it together?
And which song does that represent?
It is Erica Campbell and her song More Love. All right,
let's do it.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Oh, dang,
Erica. This is Karen's Ooh. First time listening to this song. She doing a hot take.
Oh, man. Here's what I want to say about this. Two words, more love. Isn't that the answer to literally everything? Mm-hmm. Any issue, any problem, any disagreement, any, oh, I don't even know. All of the issues, the racial issues, the gender issues, the
class issues,
all of it. More love. If we're coming from a place of love, we can't do the crappy stuff to each other. Don't come from a place of fear. Come from a place of love.
I took Karen to church. She had a revival. She preached a sermon.
I am fired up.
She is ready.
I was saying to Tara, I love how much they say more love in that song. It's the mantra through the whole song. Like, whatever is happening, more love. If this is happening, more love. You think about this is going on in politics, more love. You, mm-hmm. All of it.
More love.
Oh, I am... I am really fired up about that song. I love it.
Glad.
What a great choice. Did not know that song, but I know it now. We just went to church.
Get a little more love. Mm. Okay. Now that Karen and I have heard our call to action of more love, today's question of the day. Mm. Reflecting on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which article resonates most with you?
You know, as you said, there's so many, right? There's 30 articles. And as I'm reading them, I'm like, yes, all of the things, of course. It's a Declaration of Human Rights. So yeah. I'm like, agreed. Speeding all of the things. But for me, I love being equal, free from discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
But I really believe that everyone has the right to life, to living their life as they choose in freedom and safety. No one should be in fear that who they are or what they believe in or how they present outwardly, they needn't live in fear.
Yeah. It's the fear.
Freedom
that
and safety.
Article that resonates most with Karen is Article 3. And it says, everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person. When you were saying the right to life, what I heard is not just the right to be or exist or, you know, just person. Like
right,
you have
to live,
the actually. Right to live, the right to thrive, the right to live your life in the way that's most authentic to you.
Yes.
Without worrying about right. someone's coming for my freedom, someone's coming for like some of those other rights that are in the articles. That's when you said the right to life, I was like, yeah, not just living,
right.
but thriving.
The wholeness of their life. And, mm-hmm. and as you said, their authentic beingness.
So let's see.
What did you say?
What did I pick? I picked... they all play so well together. Article 2, which is freedom from discrimination.
That was another one I went back and forth. Yes.
I knew that was going to happen. Everyone can claim their rights regardless of sex, race, language, religion, social standing, etc. This is Article 2. No distinction shall be made on the basis of political, jurisdictional, or international status of the country or territory to which a person belongs, whether it be independent, trust, non-self-governing, or any other limitation of sovereignty. Again, all 30 of these articles play so well with each other, but I love how what you pick, Karen, and what I pick, like they really... play very well together.
They do, because we're talking about the person themselves having that right to live their life in authentic truth, in safety and freedom. And you're saying yes, and to not force otherwise on other
yes.
people. Like it's like self, others, all more love.
More love.
Yeah. What was the driving force
oh
for picking
my
that
God.
One?
So many driving forces, and mm. it goes back to what we just heard in our song being more love. Discrimination, be it racial bigotry or misogyny or whatever it is rooted in a fear of losing control, a fear of not having power.
Right.
When baby, we all have power. We
right.
all have access to the love that flows through us, the love that we were designed to be.
And it's unlimited access, unlimited love, unlimited power.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are confused that they hold the
finite
keys
amount
to the power
yeah.
and that there is only a specific amount, that scarcity mindset we talk about. That is just not true. But people sort of in power, if you will, really want to hold on to that illusion. Like they are white knuckling that stuff.
Yeah.
Like they are holding on to it hard. Because of the fear of, I don't know what you think you're going to lose by everyone having
everyone
the freedom.
Everyone wins. I love that you said people in power. And what I said, people holding on to their version of power, it's sometimes impossible for them to empower.
Yes. Right. Because I think that people who really mistaken... or live under the illusion that they hold more power than others.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
They hold that because they fear that their sovereignty and agency will be diluted by someone else raising their power to the same level. That's not how it works. That's not how it works, my friends.
That's not how it works.
My disillusioned friends out there
yeah.
who are doing, you know, living this way. That's not how it works.
I literally just in the past few days, in the past week or so, had this same conversation with my husband. I was like, I'm of the mindset, be it my parents, my family, whoever it was, that I am better than no one else and no one else is better than me.
Right.
Period.
Different? Maybe.
Yep. Cool.
Better? No.
No. All right.
Yes. Love it.
Explorers, we hope Whew. You feel inspired and empowered to champion human rights daily. Remember the theme for 2024, our rights, our future, right now. It's not just a message. It's a call to action for each of us. And I found a quote by someone who you know and I know. She was a proponent of human rights. And the quote is from Eleanor Roosevelt.
Eleanor, a woman before her time.
Okay.
And just major. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go.
Eleanor
go.
Said, Where, after all, do universal human rights begin? In small places, close to home. So close and so small that they cannot be seen on any maps of the world.
Mm. Ooh, that is powerful.
I felt it in my heart.
It's within, and yeah, it's right there. Wow, beautiful.
Explorers, thank you so much for joining us in this important conversation. Mm. Let's continue to support one another, share stories, and take meaningful steps in ourselves and in our communities. Together, we can create a world where everyone's rights are respected and upheld. Until next time, keep advocating for change. And remember, our future depends on our actions today.
And love each other. Everyone, strangers, all of it. Thank you for being in on this conversation. Tara, thank you for bringing forward all these beautiful points. And we will see you next time, explorers. We're so glad you joined us. Take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.